This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What's up, people? What's up, motherfuckers?
Wow.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Luis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Things are different. Maybe you've noticed. Things are a little different. I'm sitting next to a good friend of mine, Ralph Sutton, and he's the guest on today's show. We do have everybody in studio. We got the Zach Amico.
Hello.
There we go. Good job, Maddie. Maddie's switching the cameras right now. We got Chris Dinkle here. Fucking Chris Scopo here.
What's up, buddy?
We are in a brand new, we're going to say makeshift studio.
Studio
in the making. You guys have all been waiting for a Real Ass announcement. Huge announcement. And today is a huge announcement today on the Real Ass Podcast. Listen, man, it's going to be a fucking, this is it, man. Here to announce with me, my brand new partner, Ralph Sutton. We have come together. We have both left our respective podcast networks, Stand Up New York Labs and
All Things Comedy.
And we are creating our own podcast studio and network.
Woo! I would have been so happy if your producer hit the applause button on his thing when you did that.
Yeah, he stinks. It's fine. Look, Maddie's no Shelby, and I did try to get Shelby. I really did.
Did you recruit him? What'd you offer him?
I sent him a fucking email. I was like, hey, dude, we love having you a part of the show. And he was like, I think I'm
By the way,
busy.
Chris, that's a hell of an offer. What'd you offer him? I sent him an email. Yeah. How did he turn that down?
I told him the future looks bright, okay? So, look, man, we got a fucking a great show planned today. Ralph, I'm very happy to have you on the show with us.
Thank you.
I'm very happy to announce this partnership. Here's the deal, man. Stand Up New York Labs, obviously, they're great, and they've always been great to us, and they've done great things. We came to a head recently because we want to do certain things in order to bring the show to the next level and turn the show into a business. And the things that they had in mind weren't, they basically conflicted, you know?
Right. It wasn't an ideal situation for a show of our size.
Right, exactly. I think that they, you know, they have some great, amazing plans in store for the future for a lot of shows that they work with. And in all honesty, I just think that the vision that I have for this show, it's going to work a little bit better. And I think, Ralph, you were kind of dealing with the same thing.
Yeah, look, I love All Things Comedy because they took us when we first started. You know, I think you should hit camera one. That's my opinion.
Maddie, you fuck it. It's not just going to be a shitty shot on everybody.
I loved All Things Comedy. They signed us on when we had only like a couple thousand listeners a month, and they just believed in the show. And now that we're at whatever it is, 120,000 listeners a month, it's the same scenario where I just feel that we could do more together than we could do with our respective other networks. And that was the idea that you and I have been talking about for at least a month now, and it just made sense for us.
Yeah, here's the thing. Ralph is a guy just like myself who, you know, you with the SDR show, kind of built it from the ground up. You built a brand out of it. Same thing with Legion of Skanks, the Real Ass Podcast, Hammer Fisting with myself. You know, tour
you
bus.
You both depend on funny fat guys.
Yes. It's true. Very true.
But it's like, I think we've done a great job at doing this. And, you know, we've talked so much and shared so many ideas over the past, you know, couple of years.
Yeah.
I feel very confident that what we can do for each other's shows better than any other podcast network can do. And we can also announce right now, we have our first show that we're also producing out of the Gas Digital Studios.
By the way, Gomez and Sutton, for those that didn't figure that out.
I keep going to Gaslight because that was a club.
Yeah, I remember that. And it's funny, the first idea was Lars, Lewis and Ralph Studios.
Yeah.
And then it went to Gas Digital.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Gas Digital.
It's nice.
Yeah.
So the first show that we're producing out of this network.
This high-octane network, if you will.
He loves taglines. He really does. Is Dave Smith's Part of the Problem also coming over? Woo! Dave Smith's Part of the Problem. So, those are the three that we're launching with. It's SDR Show.
Freudian Slip there.
Real Ass Podcast. And Dave Smith's Part of the Problem. And we're going to start with those shows. And we have a lot of them. We're not announcing all of the plans that we have in place. But I will say this right now. For the people that love this show and that love the SDR Show, love Dave Smith's Part of the Problem, go download all of the archives now. If you're a fan of the show now, we're doing a few things that we're implementing. One of them is going to be that I think everything but the latest 8 or 10 episodes are going to be gone off of iTunes. So if you guys are fans of the show right now, we are thinking of different ways that we can monetize the shows and do fun things. We're not going behind like a paywall like Kumia Network or anything where you're still getting the podcasts for free, but we are going to be offering limited content in certain areas. So if you're a fan of this show, definitely, if you don't have a lot of money to spend, or not even a lot of money, if you don't even have a little bit of money to spend, go download all the archives now, because in the next few weeks, we're definitely going
to
be limiting.
Yeah, and you have, this is to the hardcore fans of any of those three shows, we're giving you a few weeks notice that now is the time. It doesn't take a lot of time to download the shows. Just subscribe and it'll order and choose to download the link on iTunes, and it will download them all locally.
Yeah. Find anything with Dan Soder, download it now.
Yeah.
And the other ones, whatever. Yeah, whatever. It's totally cool. So look, man, obviously very excited to announce this. We're in a little bit of a makeshift studio. You guys on the couch, you guys look like your fucking stepchildren that you just found out that you like your nice house is like now gone and you have to go move into some like apartment complex with a dirty pool.
I feel like we all have to take our shirts off and kiss to see who's still going to be on the show.
I don't know why you said feel like. It's definite. There's no maybes about that.
So, I mean, what's going on with you guys? How do you feel about this? Zachy?
Very excited.
Did you guys before this right now? Did you
know?
Yeah,
we know.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
And I found out in an email that Lewis, he told everyone else but me.
I had personal conversations. I wanted everyone's input on the move and if we were going to do this, except for Scopo. Scopo just got an email attached with everybody else.
I wasn't attached to any of these emails.
Really?
Did you just find out now?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe
that. Well, Lewis told me about everything, but I didn't read any of the emails.
So. Oh, well, then it's your own fault.
He had to punch up Lewis's email.
Lewis has the wrong email address for me.
Oh, he sent it to my old email address, too, so that's not so bad.
Oh, here's the deal. Look, I want to say also to Maddie. Okay, Maddie's the new producer of the show. Maddie, you got a mic there, too. You could just chime in at any time.
Make sure
you
talk on the side, by the way.
Maddie, do me a favor, buddy. You're in charge of the cameras today. And look, we're going to work it all out. I know you're a little bit nervous. This is the one shot that I just don't even like. Let's not even go to this shot. Remember, we have to fix Zach's shot.
What is that? I want to see what Zach looks like.
What does Zach look like? Here we go.
Horrifying.
Oh, he looks good. No, that's a good
look.
Let's
straighten it out a little bit. You know, fucking make it. Remember, Matt, you're supposed to be doing all this in real time.
Also, by the way, because you're not using that cool little caterpillar clip, gooseneck, you could pull that away and see his whole beautiful self.
There we go.
You know, just unhook it.
Zach, that's the opposite angle that you want to see Zach from. The downward from belly to chin shot.
It's terrible.
Yeah, man.
That's fucking awful. And can we go to the other shot with the Chris's on the couch as well?
The owner.
That's a good shot. I like that one.
Look how cute they look.
Maddie, we have all of these amazing shots, and you're not. You're just like literally just one weird shot in the corner of the room.
Do you know how hard it is to press one over and over again? I mean, dude, you guys gave him one job, and he fumbled.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Manny.
So look, man, here's the thing. We're very excited about it, and we wish nothing but the best for Stand Up New York Labs. Obviously, all things comedy. They don't need our well wishes.
So political. I love it. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not being...
Are those two spots a month going to happen still?
No, I guarantee you that I will no longer get booked.
That's funny, because I just got two extra spots a month there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I guarantee it's going to be you're out now.
I'm totally kidding.
Oh, all right. You didn't. That's hilarious. Here's the thing. I love that club, and I always loved that club. That was a club that me and Dave really started at, but the booker of the club didn't really give a shit about me or Dave. They were booking me and Dave as a favor to Stand Up New York Lab, so there's no way that me and Dave are going to get spots now. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know.
It's one thing that's funny about me is that I'm always the only non-comic in the room, and I never have
Scopo.
Oh, well, you're... That's funny. Okay, but I have no vested interest ever. Like most comics, they're doing podcasts to get more people to show up to their shows.
Yeah.
My only reason for a podcast is to make money and to get more reach
to my
audience.
Well, that's why I think that you're a great partner for this, because you're a guy who you think of it like a business. And I think most people don't think of podcasts like a business. Most people treat a podcast, most comedians anyway, like it's a side project, like they're just kind of doing it for fun, get a few extra fans. But if you look at it as a viable business, there's a lot of money to be made with podcasting.
Absolutely. You know, and also, for instance, we did this live event that Lewis was a part of on Monday, which was Rock and Roll Jeopardy with Consequences, where we had a dominatrix on stage punishing you if you got the question wrong on Jeopardy. And we got 60, 70 people there. We made a pretty decent amount of money. Events like that we're going to start doing pretty regularly to get connected with those fans. You can, by the way, there's a little, I'm sorry to go, there you go. There's also the thing on the bottom loosens it and you can lower the whole That thing, yeah.
Man, wow. Look, guys, obviously, it's going to be a fucking little bit of a learning curve with Maddie because he is borderline retarded, but that's okay.
It's sweet that you threw in the word borderline.
We lost Shelby, who was a fucking dream. I'm going to be honest with you. You don't realize how good Shelby is until you watch Maddie just hitting the fucking three on the keyboard over and over again and expecting something
different. They're like, is it lefty, righty, or righty?
Or you watch Maddie actually shorten the fucking question segment.
You actually, by the way, Maddie did shorten the question segment, which you'll see today.
4 minutes.
And also I want to say, we have headphones for everybody. We have microphones for everybody
that don't peek out.
Yeah. You know, look, here's the. I know it's a little bit of a makeshift studio right now, but where we're at right now in terms of the quality of the product, I think we're better than we've ever.
And we have water and a faucet.
Yeah, it's very true. Have a bathroom. It's in the same facility.
Oh shit! So yeah, we did Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll with Consequences, which was a lot of fun. I thought before that night that I was into dominatrix type shit. Like I thought I was into being submissive.
Nope.
Not when you're dealing with a real one. I like it when you're dealing with like a normal.
Hold on. When would you ever think that you would be into being
controlled?
Submissive.
No, because he's thinking like a maniac. Chick who's just gonna, I'll hit you on the with a whip, right?
That type of shit.
That's what you're thinking. But a real one who's like, no, man, you have to like call her master and shit.
Well, here's the thing. Like,
she
with
was
the normal,
no nonsense.
My ex girlfriends, you know, we'd fuck around. You know, she maybe get a little rough sex. She'd choke me. She'd smack me a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I like it.
My chick has a whip.
Put your nails, you know, into my back deep. That's really funny that your black girlfriend has a whip. So
half black.
It was passed down from generation to generation.
So, yeah, dude, and that I was into. I was like, yeah, I'm kind of into like pain and shit. And then you deal with
real shit.
What was her name again?
Lydia Supremacy.
Look up Lydia Supremacy because she's first of all, she's hot. But it's not even that she's that hot. Like if I saw her in a supermarket, I'd be like, get this big bitch away from me.
Yeah, but she also works the role really well.
Yeah, she's like, she's got a sexiness to her. And then, you know, she's like pushing you around. I'm like, oh, I'm kind of into this. And the first question, I didn't even get a question wrong. I had the answer right, but I forgot to answer it in the form of a question. And then she picked up my shirt, started whipping my back, and that was that. I was like, fuck this, dude. I never want to get another question.
I had dressed as a woman. They put me in a blonde wig and a dress. I had to suck a penis, a dildo, like a fake dildo.
That was before the show.
That was before the show. Yeah.
But that's why the two founders have both sucked dicks.
That's nice. So have you ever? No.
Not a real dick.
Oh, too bad.
Dildo.
He did? Yeah, I didn't mind it. But at one point, this is how into it she was. Lewis and Dave had to go do spots somewhere, and they told me by 10 o'clock they got to be out. So they wanted to give me one last punishment on stage. It was like 10:02, and I'm on stage, and I whisper in her ear, hey, listen, I know this is fun and all, but they got to leave soon, so you got to make this punishment quick. And she says, shut the fuck up and get on your knees, and then started whipping me with an antenna.
Yeah.
It was really painful.
It reminded me of my childhood. It was actually pretty really painful. Well, are you into shit like that? Because, Zach, you're a freak of fucking nature, dude.
Yeah, I definitely am.
You're into pain.
Depending on the girl, that's the one thing I don't like fat girls for. Fat girls cannot be dominatrixes because dominatrix.
Because they always want to step on you. You're like, no, 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 I'm not into that.
Well, no, it's all about control. And if a girl can't control her fucking fork, she's not going to control me. So I can't get dogged by a fat chick. But yeah, I had that dominant. Lewis, do you remember the redhead dominatrix that used to come to CBs?
Yes, I do.
One time she hung ball bearings off my Prince Albert and whipped me. So that my dick couldn't get fully hard. It was amazing.
Oh, you loved it.
So you're into that.
Yeah. And then once they finally came off, I got to jerk off. Holy shit.
Was almost like a form of like edging for you.
Oh,
like,
what a release, dude.
Wow. So wow. You're another level, dude.
Oh, like, it's so much fun.
We talked about this.
She had like a Freddy Krueger glove. And like a super soft blanket, and she would switch between them.
Yeah, I think I'm kinky. Then I listen to Zach. I'm like, I'm a fucking prude.
Dude, she dressed like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. She cut my dick off with a chainsaw.
Jesus,
it's fucking awesome, dude.
I think most guys are like me, which is like the kinky for me, which most people don't think is kinky, is multiple chicks and anal. That's about it. I don't really like anything else. I'm not into anything more weird than that.
Well, multiple chicks is not kink.
Well, it is.
That's
to
just being
girls.
Awesome.
Time out. Multiple chicks is less perverse than one chick. Multiple chicks is like what every dude would just
want. That is so not true. I know so many dudes that have no desire to be with multiple girls because they don't think that they can satisfy both girls, and it freaks them out.
Maybe that's what they say because they know they'll never have it. That's like their self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm telling you right now, every man in the world, I don't know one man who hasn't jerked off to threesome porn.
Tickle. I mean, I jerk off to shit I don't like all the time. So that's a bad example.
But in reality, you would love a threesome.
Yes.
You would love a threesome.
I jerked off this threesome porn 6 hours ago.
You would love a threesome. You would love a threesome. Every guy in the... The only person who would say they wouldn't want to have a threesome is some nerdy guy who is knows he's never going to get one. It's like my sister used to love gay guys. And it was because she was heavy set. She was very insecure. So she would know that she...
I know how this works.
Yes. But she would like... she would be attracted to people that she knows she wouldn't have to have any accountability for not being able to be with. So that, I think, is the type of guy that would pretend that he's not into two chicks.
I have to disagree with you. I'm sorry. I think that there are certain guys that just don't have the confidence to even do that. The idea of being with two chicks freaks them the fuck out.
I don't know. I want to find this guy. I think when you talk about like kink or like fucking bondage and shit like that, that's like... You know, or even like anal, obviously. I think that's like a level of perversion.
Where do you draw the line of kinky and something you just like?
But hold on. Like, this is the point that I'm making. And this is what I talk about with Zach being a bisexual, right? Because Zach is just fucking overly sexual. He's just a pervert, right? So he needs to bring it to the next level, like just to kind of get himself going. And when we're talking about perversion, that's really what I'm saying. It's like, bring it to the next level. All right, anal. Doing shit in public. You know, doing shit with, you know, one of your buddies watching. You know, like...
Losing your family. I'm sorry, I thought we were going in your trajectory.
Are you bisexual?
Getting kicked out of the comedy cellar.
That's interesting.
No longer getting booked at Stand Up New York. Now I'm here. But I'm saying threesome isn't like... It's not you're like, oh, dude, I just can't get off on fucking one chick anymore. I need some weird shit. Like, that's just... I think a threesome is awesome for everybody.
I mean, sure, but yeah. I'm just saying that I still think it's definitely not the norm.
Scopo, no type of kink or anything like that?
I mean, nothing to that level, no. Nothing like that.
What? Because you said you thought you were kinky. Like, what do you consider kinky?
Like, choking, like, my girlfriend likes to get choked every once in a while. She's a whip. I'll tie her up and shit, but like nothing on the level of fucking having...
Do you make her say her name over and over again?
I had a girl that wanted me to bite her so hard that she would bleed, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
just couldn't do it. Had to punch out.
Well, anything with blood would fuck with me, because then I would think weird. I'd take her weird hepatitis. I assume everybody has got a disease. Everybody.
I think you're pretty right on that.
Tank, what about you? Any weird, any freaky diseases. Shit? No, what? I'm talking about being into like kink and shit.
We're all huge announcement number two. I got AIDS, folks. No, not really, dude. I just want my girlfriend to not call me names.
Nice, I can get hard as long
as either fucking or not fucking. Either way, I'll take it.
Shut up, Game of Thrones face.
I know.
Fucking, yeah, man. Look, dude, we're talking about all this shit now. The big news story this week is James Dean.
That's the big news story this week?
I think Scott Weiland dying is a bigger news story.
In a tour bus. Oh, who saw that coming?
How about a mass shooting?
That's another good one.
Guys, I don't...
Another mass shooting and Scott Weiland died of an overdose. We're shocked, America.
Guys, listen to me, okay? This is not big news for me, okay? I could not relate those to the topic of conversation we were just having.
Oh, James Dean raped a few girls.
So I'm going to ignore all of that now.
Fucking porn dude who chose chicks raped a couple girls.
You know what? That's it. Let's do the guest headlines. That's it. You ready? Let's do it. We have fucking... because I didn't read anything about the mass shooting. I know nothing about it. I know nothing about Scott Weiland's death. All I know is those two facts.
It's exactly what you thought would have happened about 10 years ago. If it happened.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
All right. Scott Weiland died. Heroin overdose?
You know, he died on his bus.
On a tour bus.
It was like a layover.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you mean? It had to be a heroin overdose.
They don't know. Right now, he just died in his sleep on a bus. That's
just like they didn't know that it was Muslim people that shot up California.
Well, it came out like 12 hours ago, so it's very
good.
But also, just like Pete Steele died out of nowhere, even when he was clean, because if you're doing so many drugs and then you go clean, sometimes your body just can't handle it. He was 48. You know, your body can't handle it.
It was a heart attack. Who the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why that, like, when I just did the Motorhead cruise, they say Lemmy has to do a certain amount of drugs every day, or he cannot function, because he's done so much drugs in his life. And that's what I think. That's
where I want to get in my career. I want to get to the place where I'm so famous, Because think about it. Would you cut your life in, you know, off by a third by just being able to do all of the drugs? Fuck all of the chicks. Having that rock star lifestyle, is it worth giving up the extra 25 years of old? By the way, it's not like a fun 25 years.
I had a conversation with that my friends. It was like, would you die at 50 and be Kobe Bryant making fucking money shots, banging anything, or die at like 75 and live a normal life?
What year am I when this happens?
They're Kobe's age.
50. You'll say 50.
You're 50 when you die.
Because let's say, what's the life expectancy? Like 75, 80?
It's 80. Like 80.
Right? So let's say you're 52. You get to live to, I mean, Ralph, this is a very big question for you. Because you're 4 years away.
I'm already out. I'm 45. I'm saying no to all that.
But you're, you know, it's funny. You're not a druggy guy at all.
No, no.
And you've also led a lot. You, in a weird way, you've lived a lot of that lifestyle. So yeah. You get almost like the best of it, you know? However, look, drugs are a lot of fun.
I can remember all of it. That's also the thing. And I've done these things. I've had sex with four women at once, more than once.
Yeah.
And four different women each time. I've done a lot of that crazy shit.
Stop bragging.
Toured with bands. I did all that shit that usually attribute to rock stars. And I just got lucky.
And now he's got a long life ahead of him. Think of all the tall old men you've met.
Yeah, I definitely. It's funny. I have a twin brother who's 5'7", who's definitely going to outlive me. I'll be dead at least 10 years before him.
Chris Tinkle, would you give up the 25 years of life at the end to have it all? But look, not just doing drugs, but I'm talking about the type of fame where you could just do whatever, like Charlie Sheen,
like
life.
Fuck you, money.
Yeah,
yeah. I was like, my girlfriend's father is in an old folks home now, and last week I was there, and there was this woman who's like 90 wearing a fucking Happy Thanksgiving crown, just like mumbling to herself, and I was like, so the answer to your question is yes, I'll die at 43. For just if I could fuck two chicks at the same time.
Wow, that's a low bar.
You've never had a threesome ever?
Look at me, dude.
That is a low bar, man.
Camera, Maddie, look at me. There you go.
Oh, good no, job,
actually,
good job,
you know
Maddie.
What's funny is I had a
by the way,
almost
a great
threesome
angle.
Twice. Almost twice in the car on the way to their house. And they both changed
you
their
fucked
mind.
It up. I've had a few fuck up the threesomes in the elevator one time.
Yeah, me.
I had liquor and alcohol in the elevator. I made out and fingered both of them at a comedy club. I was going to... And then something happened while I was...
Dave and who else?
No, something happened when I was getting the beer.
They sobered up. Happened to me, too.
That happened to me. I just had that two gorgeous Russian girls. They sobered up because I only brought one bottle of wine, and they finished that in a minute. And by the time there was no liquor stores open, and just it didn't happen.
So what about you, Zach? Would you?
I'm already cutting my life off.
Well, you got to cut off by another third, so you'll die at 32.
I was going to say I'm already living on malt liquor and McGriddles. I don't know what to tell you. Yes, of course. I think I'm kind of doing that now.
Yeah, I mean, you got to fix your life, dude. You are.
Live like look. The few nights we've hung out, I live like shit.
Yeah.
And I do anything you put in front of me.
Do the night we came
Zach
back...
Miller, Zach will not say no.
Have you done every drug?
Drugs?
What? Have you done every drug?
I haven't done heroin.
But any drug that, like, the standard ones, you've tried them all?
Yeah, I won't do heroin because I know I'll love it because I used to really like Oxycontin.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
And I know if I try heroin...
And that's
heroin,
like diet heroin.
Yeah, I know.
So how would you just not want the fucking real shit?
If I try heroin, I'm done for
it. So the only reason why you haven't tried heroin because you know that that'll kill you?
It'll be my life.
Okay. So you have a very highly addictive personality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Addicts on both sides.
That'll me it. Too, man. I'm trying to fucking. I gotta stop drinking now. It's gotten so bad. I drink every fucking night.
Whoa.
Hard liquor.
I don't.
Last night we were setting up the studio here. Ralph's like, I got some Jameson. I finished that.
You finished
fucking
the fucking bottle.
I finished
it. You motherfucker. I noticed it when you left.
While we're setting up a studio, I'm literally just fucking pouring, and I'm just literally getting drunk. I leave here, and I'm like, wow, I'm drunk. We had a business meeting, and I'm drunk. I should have been around in, like, the 40s and the 50s where you could just drink in the middle of meetings and smoke cigarettes and smack girls on the ass. That's more my speed, Ralph.
Well, I think we could try and make that happen in Guest Digital. That'll be, like, a prerequisite for any girls we hire.
Guest Digital is a fucking solid name, too, might I add, guys.
Fuel up that, on Guest Digital.
What?
No, I was just making sure Maddie heard that so he knows now that he's going to have his ass spanked and he's going to have to go get his drinks.
Yeah.
He looks turned on for the first time in the podcast.
All right. So, look, dude, I'm fucking, I'm pumped to have Ralph here. I'm going on Shiprocked again with Ralph.
Yeah, that's
going
to be fun. It's sold out. Not only is it sold out, but there's 1,100 people waiting to get on the boat.
Yeah.
Five Finger Death Punch, Hailstorm, Seether. I don't remember the rest of the lineup, but it's a great lineup. And we're going to do SDR live every night. And We're going to do Rock and Roll Jeopardy with Consequences on the boat. Yeah, that's
very
gonna be
cool.
Fun.
Which, Zach, you should do that. You would just enjoy losing. Zach would just keep on dinging in, be like, tomatoes.
I think I would, depending on the chick. And that girl's pretty hot, so yeah. I'd be pretty into it.
I was winning so badly on Rock and Roll Jeopardy Monday that I got Double Jeopardy wrong on purpose.
Yeah, he daily doubled.
Bet it all and got it because I was up by 2,000 points and no one was going to win. I lost to you.
Yeah, I won.
By 100 points.
Well, here's what happened. You fucked up because you didn't think I was going to be good, but it just took me a moment to adjust. Just to the thing, you know, you got to ding in, you got to fucking answer, you got to think. There's a hot chick with her pussy hanging out. There's all this shit happening at the exact same time. I wasn't really in it for the first few questions, so he just jumped up. He chose like $400 or $500 questions right away.
And got them all.
So he got cocky and then fucking threw it, which that's going to be what's fun on the boat. Dude, here's the thing, man. Shiprocked, look, even if you're not into that type of music, okay? Imagine just, like, if you've gone to a rock and roll concert or a heavy metal show.
Or any festival in general.
Yeah, if you, like, I'm not a huge, like, hip-hop fan. But if I went to a hip-hop festival and there was some badass, like, you know, really good hip-hop artists that were doing their thing and everyone's drinking and partying. It is just a non-stop heavy metal party for 5 days on the sea. It's fucking nuts. The only downside of it, and I don't mean to hate because there are a lot of hot chicks, but because of the category of music it is, it's not really like the hottest chicks in the world.
Well, now
I feel like any girl that's super hot is there with her boyfriend.
With the band.
Or, with one of the dudes in the band.
The hottest chicks there every year are the promo girls from like Monster Energy or whatever
the rock stars are just fucking them.
Yeah, and they have no interest. And they have no interest in being there. They're just there because they're getting paid.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think this year, I think I'll have a little bit more luck with the ladies because, number one, I'm single. So that I'm allowed to. Mm-hmm. But number two.
Good cover.
In years past, I don't feel like girls would like give me any attention at all. They wouldn't even flirt with me. But this year, I'm with you on the boat. You have a lot of visibility because you're 6 foot fucking eight.
Yes.
And you host every event.
Yes.
He's just going to sit on your shoulders like Master Blaster. Just throwing Lewis and sluts head first.
But I think because I'm going to be hosting events with you, I think I'm going to get a lot more
Absolutely,
attention.
Yeah. I mean, you get that attention when you're on stage or whatever you do. Just like comics, when you do anything when you're on a stage, as soon as you get off stage from anywhere on a comedy store, you feel a lot better on stage. Or every girl's going to be into you. That's just the nature. It's just the nature of that business.
I feel like it's. You definitely get that, but I also feel like you have to throw.
Well, you're not
going to
be competing with any famous musicians, so.
That's not too. Five Finger Death Punch is pretty big still.
Actually, I will say Hailstorm does a great cover of 1996 by Manson.
Yeah, they do. They're actually fantastic. Well, Helmet's
really
great.
Helmet's a great band.
Nonpoint is great. They're all. It's a great lineup.
I don't know Hell Yeah's music, but that's Vinnie Paul from Pantera. That's fucking crazy.
Is the band you fought with back on the ship?
No, they're not. Coming.
But I promise you right now, if I'm ever in a room with them again, I will start shit with that guy.
You know what almost happened? I don't know if I ever told them.
And it was, what was their names?
It's 3 Days Grace.
3 Days Grace.
So 3 Days Grace came to New York, and I reached out to them just as SDR show and didn't mention anything about Big J, and they were coming on to do SDR, and amazing. I wasn't going to tell Jay, and I was going to invite Lewis to come in too and just have it happen. You know what I mean?
I mean, it would have gotten... Dude, you don't know, fun. Dude. It's going to get weird. Don't do that in your home.
It was
going to
be great, but literally the
day... That's a live show.
Yeah, it would have been... It was so close, literally, I think 3 days before... They just decided to back out. They never knew that Jay was involved or scheduling changer, but it would have been awesome.
Let me explain to you something, okay?
And so you're saying there was a 3 days grace.
Yes, exactly. Look at you turning that into something.
People that don't know the story, I'll give you a quick version. We were on Shiprocked a couple years ago. Me, Dave, and Jay were doing a podcast. Nobody knew we were supposed to do a podcast. This is what we found out afterwards. They bumped the DJ that everyone was there for. So people were annoyed that we were doing a podcast. Nobody wanted to be there. This guy starts heckling us, this big dude. And he needs someone to go fuck himself. Turns out it's the guitarist from 3 Days Grace. We didn't even know it at the time. He starts arguing with us. We call him a faggot. He threw a glass of wine in Big J's face.
The proper response is getting called a faggot.
Yes. Well, it's funny. He tried to throw it in Dave's face, but the way a wine glass is shaped, it has that like hooky type. Yeah, the curve. So it fucking looped into Jay's face. And then we had like a melee where they had to separate us. And we felt like he chumped us. So they went and they told us he was going to apologize to us, and they went and got us, and they brought all three of us, and we were like, all right, well, we're ready for this apology. And he was like, I ain't fucking apologizing to you faggots. Fuck you. Fuck you. And then he chumped us again in front of people, and we started fucking going after him, and it was another melee. And since that time, we've just all been like shadow boxing, waiting to run into Barry Stock from 3 Days Grace, and we can't let him chump us a third time.
I would love to see it. It would have been great if it happened. It just would have been. Just like, you know, not to bring it back to the news story you were doing, but Scott Weiland was potentially coming on the show in January, and I think our chances just greatly diminished this week.
You think so?
Probably.
I'll get a Ouija board.
Yeah, would you, if you guys just get his fucking bones, fucking...
I'm excited to have you on with me. It's going to be fun, because that's... The reason why SDR exists is because I got Jay on with... Was it with Dave the first time, right? I think you weren't on the first year that Jay
came on. Shiprock. Dave did it the first year.
They were just looking for a comic. I said, I know a comic, and we put Jay on, and then Jay suggested us doing a podcast together.
This is how it went. This is how Jay got filtered out of this process. It went... first, it was Jay and Dave, then me, Jay and Dave, then me and Jay, now me. Next year, it's just going to be Chris Scopo. Yeah. And then Shiprock just hit a new low.
There's a lot of DJs going to be happening on that thing.
There is a DJ.
DJ Lippy Rage.
DJ Lippy Rage, he will be there as well. So,
such a weird
name. Yeah, man, so Scott Weiland's dead. And look, I don't really give a shit. You know?
Oh, man, I do. He's a last American rock star, really.
I didn't even know that they were still creating music right now.
He was on tour with his own band called The Walkabouts. But, you know, he left Velvet Revolver. He left Stone Temple. And there was rumors that Stone Temple was going to reunite because the dude from Linkin Park left Stone Temple, and Linkin Park's going to get back together. So there was a thought that Stone Temple was going to reunite next year.
Yeah, dude, you know, look, I'm not going to be a fucking asshole here and hate on it, but it's like, you know, why do we care? Why do I care more about Scott Weiland dying? If you're not a fan, okay, and we do this with every celebrity. We put celebrities on such a pedestal, but I'm not a fan of Stone Temple Pilots. I don't really give a shit about their music, right? Why do I care more about him dying than I care about just some other fucking dude who died in a 4-block radius in the past hour, which is probably a statistic?
I'll tell you why. Because someone, if you're a fan, he created music that meant something in your life. The guy in your neighborhood, what did he do for you?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm not a fan.
Found his dog.
And like,
twice.
If that guy died, I would weirdly be happy. And he found my dog.
I think a lot of people, even for people that weren't fans of Stone Temple Pilots, to see that guy died, it's almost like, shit, man, the rock stars from when I was a kid.
Right, that's what starts happening, too. When your rock stars start dying, it gives you a sense of your own mortality. Like, even when your presidents start dying, people that you grew up as a fixture in your life, when they're gone, it can't help but face your own mortality.
But he dies a rock star, though.
He died young,
48. Yeah. That's a rock star death.
Yeah, he really was. Like, it's him and Manson. Alice Cooper. There's not a lot of American rock stars. Kid Rock, I guess that's true. Yeah, though he got very country now.
Yeah, he stinks.
You know, but
yeah, but he plays every instrument. Yeah. So I got to give it to him.
But how many rock...
His live show, actually, I know he does a
book. He does a great live show. He sells it out every year.
I want to actually do that one only because I feel like that would be a really fucking
fun... How great would
fun...
be Bob with the Bob? Yeah.
Dude, I've seen him live. It's a fun show.
He does a solo on every instrument. That's a rock star.
Yeah, and I also heard that his cruise was what Shiprocked went on to kind of see how to do it right.
Yeah.
Because they do it. It's supposed to be one of the best cruises out there.
Yeah, it's fucking cool, man. Look, cruises are kind of silly. These cruises are kind of fun, man. It's a lot of fun the whole time. And if you're going to be on Shiprock this year, I mean, dude, obviously come up and fucking say stuff to, say hi to me and Ralph. I'm going to be bringing definitely some Legion of Skanks merch, maybe even some Real Ass Podcast merch. So I know we have some fans on the boat, Madeline and her crew.
Yeah, I know they're all coming. Yeah. You know, it's funny, not to go back to it, but at the Rock and Roll Jeopardy, a lot of Shiprockers came out. It was like 5 or 6 Shiprockers there, which is cool.
It's like a fucking cult, guys. It's a cult.
And also, I got to give props. I'm sure he's watching Dish. Adam Disher nailed the idea that we were starting this network. Yeah. He posted it on Twitter.
Yeah. He fucking nailed it, man. But I think a lot of people saw, once they knew you were going to be on the show today.
Right.
I know you said it 12 times that you were leaving Stand Up New York Labs last week.
That was probably somewhat of the indicator.
I wasn't 100% positive a week ago, though. But last week when we had those technical issues and I was already thinking about it, me and Ralph already had a conversation about it. I was like, all right, dude, we
got
to fucking...
Yeah, and I actually, all things comedy, we got the notification that we were, you know, dissolving that relationship this morning. So, because I was waiting, I sent the email a week ago. And they finally got back to me this morning. So, I mean, no negativity again towards them. I thought they were... It's great that we were part of that, but it's good that we're doing our own thing.
All right, Maddie, real quick, just to switch up gears for a second, let's do the hammer fisting segment. Because I know you had some news to bring to the table today.
Here's your go-to for all things in the world of MMA. It's the Maddie Jester Skulls Hammer Fisting segment of the day.
Let's get it all!
Multitasking. All right, what's up?
Maybe volume on there. It is a lot lower.
Well, what I can tell you is very quickly, I hate to, but breaking the fourth wall,
it's
but you just have to raise the gain, which is on that pot right there. Put your finger, twist that towards you.
A little bit. There we go, Maddie.
That's a lot better.
See that?
I'm trying. Here's the thing.
Ad hoc studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Maddie is learning. He is no Shelby. Nobody's trying to pretend that Maddie is as good as Shelby. I won't do that. I'm not a liar. I'm a real-ass dude.
I like this kid. I will mentor you and make you better than whoever the fucking Shelby person is, okay? Because I know this equipment.
Ralphie.
That's a tall order.
I'll make it happen.
Making him better than Shelby, that's never going to happen.
Sometimes talents are just
out of reach. Shelby was born better than Maddie. You're not going to teach him to...
Some would say chosen.
I don't know Shelby.
Did he turn a... Did he... All right. Let's... You can turn it down a little bit now. What was the...
All right, so today's hammer fisting segment of the day.
Is that the Shelby voice?
Yeah, it's my Shelby voice.
Okay, that's not bad.
He just dropped 9 points for me, I gotta be honest.
See, now Ralph hates you. Your only fan hates you now.
I just don't like the abuse. Today's story is we have way of who's gonna be fighting CM Punk.
Wait, what'd you say?
We know who's gonna be fighting CM Punk. We have a list of potential fighters.
Oh, we have a list of potential fighters. Dude, can I get some names?
You surely can. Two guys, one fight at welterweight. Next fight at a catchweight of 175, so I'm thinking maybe CM Punk goes down to welterweight.
Okay.
And the guys' names are Chris Harris. He's taking on Derek Adkins, 3-0, 5-1. Those are their records.
Nobody.
Right. And then Manuel Meres.
All right, so we don't know. There's people we don't know.
Oh, well, nobody's. Yeah, of course.
He also didn't explain it. The entire point of the article was that Dana White has his own show on the Fight Network.
Fight Pass.
So he has his own show, so they're using that reality show to go watch these two fights with these two guys.
To be...
And then whoever looks like they're going to lose to a pro wrestler on his first fight is who they're going to pick.
Wasn't CM Punk signed like a year ago?
Yeah, but they've been slow rolling him like a motherfucker because they
know... Make sure he can win.
This is going to be a bomb.
Maybe... Here's the
thing. Dude, it's an amateur fight on a fucking pay-per-view. It's going to be horrible no matter what happens.
I mean, look.
There's no way it's going to be a great fight.
It's his debut fight. Obviously, he shouldn't be debuting in the UFC. I think that really brings down, you know, just in my opinion for the validity of what they're doing. I mean, you know, they make all of these moves and then they do something like that. It's just kind of contradictory, you know?
And also, the amateur fights happen for a reason at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when people are coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch boxing undercards, there's like 90 people in the audience.
This, by the way, this isn't going to. I guarantee this won't be a main event. This will end up being a co-main event. Yeah. On a fight, hopefully on like a Fox card.
Yeah.
Because there's no way they could throw a main event on the pay-per-view. You know, here's the thing. I don't know. You probably know nothing about the sport, Ralph.
Absolutely nothing.
CM Punk's pro wrestler. Guy was very, very charismatic. Ended up being very famous, very big commodity for the WWE. Recently retired.
Quit at the top of his fame, pretty much.
Yeah,
huge. Walked away from wrestling at the top of his fame.
And he made
the I know the name. So if I know the name, he's got to be huge.
Big name. And he signed with the UFC, and he's been training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for quite some time, and apparently he's pretty talented. But more than anything else, they're signing him for the name. They want to hit, you know, they want to strike lightning twice with what happened with Brock Lesnar. They know how big of a commodity he was.
Was he ever a fighter before?
No, he was a pro wrestler.
No, he's been a pro wrestler since he's a kid.
A Jiu-Jitsu background. He's been training because he became a fan of it. He became a fan of MMA, started training Jiu-Jitsu a few years ago. You know, look, dude, here's the thing. I think it takes away some of the legitimacy of the sport. Ralph,
it's so weird to me because, to me, wrestling is total nonsense. Not as far as nonsense, but there's no fighting involved. In fact, I doubt you could put this up, but there's a great video that I just saw of showing how ridiculous wrestling is, where a guy knocks another guy out through the power of his penis. Did you see that?
Yeah, hilarious.
Did you see that video?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's funny.
Because wrestling it's descended into basically being a joke. It's theater. It's not a joke. It's theater.
By the way, you're making Zach so upset right now.
It's a theater.
You mean the video with Don Orico and Joey Ryan you're talking about? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, where he's like raising his hands in anger, and the guy's...
That's a very specific comedy thing. Like, if... Look at wrestling like the circus.
Okay.
Those are the clowns.
Right.
That's the comedy match.
Okay.
In the 90s, that would have been dudes hitting each other with, kitchen sinks and dumb stuff.
Right. Okay.
But then there's also acrobats. There's a lot of different shows.
There's a high skill set involved because it involves a lot of athletic ability, but it's not fighting athletic ability. It's theatrical, gymnastic ability. And believe me, I'm sure most of those guys could beat the shit out of me anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Oh, yeah, they're tough dudes.
They are not fighters.
They also have a chip on their shoulder about not being real fighters.
Right.
So you know, they if you bring up like MMA around pro wrestlers, they get kind of like pissy. I've done it a few times because I host an MMA show on SiriusXM. So they have almost like a chip, like, oh yeah, yeah, but you have how about they walk a mile in my shoes, you know? So they're
I mean, look at Conor McGregor in the Mountain. Conor won. You know, they were like sparring.
Yeah, yeah.
And he basically took down a guy. And that, to me, would be, that's the quintessential MMA versus or WWE Riot fighter. That would be the example.
Well, the Mountain also has been boxing for years.
Right, and he's also one of the strongest men in the world.
Yeah, Mountain's a fucking you know the guy from Game of Thrones? A fucking monster.
And yet Conor basically took him down, you know, because he has the endurance, the athleticism, and he's trained as a fighter. Those guys, they're not trained as fighters. They're trained as showman fighters.
But also, remember, you got a lot of guys with college wrestling background.
Right, that's true. But I don't know how much of that they're still practicing when they're making millions as a WWE fighter. Yeah. Why would they?
Well, they're not. To drill like wrestling like that, like the guys who were doing wrestling, like collegiate wrestling, that like went into pro wrestling, like Kurt Angle, you know, the Steiner brothers, those guys were like legit wrestlers. I believe, or they dressed like them.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, they were.
I assume they would. They wore the headgear.
They wrestled in Michigan.
Yeah, so these guys, it's not like when they came to pro wrestling, they weren't, when you go into like a real wrestling camp, and I talked to Mike Vecchione about this, and he wrestled at Penn State, which is one of the highest level wrestling programs, it is your life. You eat, breathe, and sleep wrestling, and you train. You get up at 6 in the morning, and you have like a 6-7 hour training day, and then you go and study. It's not... It's nothing like that. And if you have to, believe me, they're in the gym, they're lifting weights, they're doing what they have to do in order to like be in shape and do pro wrestling. But it's not, he's completely right. You have to drill that type of shit every single day in order to stay relevant and good at it. That's what they always said about Kurt Angle making the transition to MMA. It's like, I don't know, dude, it's just not that easy.
I think the biggest thing is just the lifestyle and the way they have to go place to place. The wear and tear is too much on their body to then go and train for MMA.
Yeah. I agree with that 100%.
You got to hit a fucking...
Because it's not what they do that night in wrestling. It's the fact that they have to get on a plane and do it again tomorrow. And
right.
They're on
it's
the road
extremely
5-6 days a
it's
week.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going
to
find...
your body out.
Where the fuck are they finding the time to learn how to fight, to actually fight?
Yeah, man. I used to love pro wrestling as a kid, but once you become an adult, it's just kind of like, it does become a little silly. I'll still do like WrestleMania. I'll watch it with my buddies.
I look at it as theater. As theater, it's enjoyable. But there are people... that actually think it's real. And that's the part that's frustrating.
No.
Sure there are.
There are definitely people.
Absolutely.
When you go to WWE live shows, there are people still.
Your boy's backing me.
I don't believe
and
it.
I hate to say it.
Can you pull up that video they were talking about, Maddie? Let's see if Maddie can do some fucking...
I bet you if he hits 6, there you go.
Production magic. Here we go.
Wait, before you do it, you got to pot up the last pot on the computer. See that? What happens? I know everything. No, right there.
Guys, baby steps here. Maddie...
There, now you hear that, and now you hit it, and everything works perfectly.
There we go. Baby steps. Maddie's doing this. He's learning. He's doing so good. So what is this now?
So I don't think there's any sound, but he grabs his penis, and then he uses his anger to drag down, knock him out through his strength of his penis. What his penis is actually doing, I don't understand. Is it gripping around his hand?
It's a test of strength.
Yes.
Right, but what is the penis doing as the... back move.
He's turning his wrist.
It's turning his wrist. Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
I love how
Japanese guy, that guy's gimmick is basically like very like a very extreme gold dust. So he'll like kiss dudes or like put his butt in their face. His finish is he literally puts your head puts your head in his trunks and then pile drives you. Like what? He puts your head in
so
the front of his pants.
Facing you.
Yeah.
Okay,
so and then pile drives you with your head in
so
his
dick. Your dick is
yeah, that's smart.
In his mouth.
I love how the guy your mouth's on his dick, and then he drops you on your head, so you bite down on his cock.
Yeah,
he
went
a terrible
for the dick. He went for the dick too.
Yeah,
that's
by the way,
hold on. Who was
everyone
the guy
loses,
whose
Lewis.
Dick?
No, the Japanese guy that grabbed the guy's.
This
dick.
This is real.
That guy really does a lot of gay shit.
This
in the
is
ring.
This isn't even like
real
a joke. This wasn't
a weird word.
This is what I'm saying. This wasn't a joke.
No.
This is a part
this
of
is a very
a real angle
style.
In pro wrestling.
This is a comedic style of wrestling. In I hate to be fucking the nerd of the week, but in Mexico, there's a thing called Fantasticos. That's like a whole kind of wrestling that's just drag queens.
Really?
And they kiss each other, and they like hump each other and make the other guy uncomfortable.
That's
essentially
awesome.
Gold Dust is the American version of Fantasticos.
If they both
well, no, it's like
each other.
Minis... Like, they have a lot of midget wrestlers, women wrestlers. It's like a category of wrestler.
Wow.
It's a Fantastico.
So, and the
Japan,
Japanese guy is the gay guy, though.
Yes. And then Joey Ryan's like a super sleazy, super sexualized heartthrob kind of character. So the joke is that his dick was so powerful that it overcame the gay guy.
That's amazing. Fucking hilarious.
It's great.
Now, here's the thing. That is, I would watch pro wrestling.
Joey Ryan does
that.
A thing called the boob. Joey Ryan does a lot of intergender matches where he'll wrestle women.
Yeah.
And he does the boob plex where he grabs a chick by the tits and throws her over his head and suplexes her.
Awesome. It's, dude, here's the thing. Wrestling used to be like that, man. I used to go to ECW events and they would take Beulah McGillicuddy. Tommy Dreamer would pile drive her and her skirt would come in. Her pussy would be hanging. Literally, her vagina is just hanging out. They'd pile drive her. People would throw chairs and fucking bottles at her.
Holy shit.
Fuck this slag. They're like, yeah, this is what I was growing up with. My mom just smoking cigarettes. Completely okay with me watching this. That is cool wrestling. Whatever happened to the awesome, badass, fucking, like, it's not for kids. This is for adults wrestling.
PC.
Unfortunately, they became a publicly traded company, WWE. They destroyed all their competition. They became a publicly traded company. And they make more money from Target and Walmart than they ever would have made from me and you.
But I know there's a lot of these smaller wrestling leagues that do create. Like, there's one in Miami that I went to once that's a wrestling with the, what's the Mexican with the
luchadors.
That style with burlesque mixed in.
Lucha so, Vavoom.
Yeah, it was great. It was so much fun. That was a theatrical fun experience in Miami.
I'm way more into, and I don't understand why nobody's kind of like tried to come to the market in America with adult, like almost like ECW, not just
extreme. No, they've tried. TNA tried to be like that, and they failed miserably. There's a company called CZW who failed miserably trying to do that with like the violent stuff.
Yeah,
it just.
I watched like some backyard shit recently, which is pretty big. I think you keep on turning my mic down, and you should be
you're
turning.
You're on his mic. You're on Lewis.
You keep on turning mine down. Turn mine down a little bit more now, Maddie. Use your fucking ears, buddy.
Also,
I love
you. I gave you a pretty list.
You have a list where everyone's
two is Lewis. Three is Zach.
Yeah, you keep on turning me
no,
down.
No, three is not Zach. Sorry. The last pot is Zach.
It's literally, it's written on a fucking
six
piece of paper.
Zach.
I was looking at the wrong half.
You're looking at the camera list.
Yeah.
See the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Holy shit. I'm trying to just be positive and happy, and Maddie
I'm going
to
write my own
it's,
wrist.
Dude, it's first
list. Next
kick
week.
It, Miz. First
no,
day.
Slit your own wrist, please.
Yeah.
Look, for the truth is, though, we worked this out 30 minutes before we went live. You can't expect it to be
it's first day.
No. Hold on. No. I would understand if he fucked up bringing the camera under the screen, like the pro wrestling thing. I'm like, all right, the volume for getting to cut it out. I get it. It's kind of the fucking numbers next to the names.
Okay. All right. You're right.
That's kind of ridiculous, Ralph.
Because you were looking at the camera list and not the microphone list.
You know what you have a hard time doing? You're just giving me credit for what I'm doing correctly.
Yeah, you're right. Well, because
I did all the hard stuff right and the dumb shit.
Yeah, because he actually brought up the wrestling video.
Hold on, Maddie. Good point. See?
Thanks, buddy.
I just gave him credit, guys. There we go.
That's going to be the new motto here at Guest Digital, man. We're going to encourage people.
All right, fine. I'm going to be positive. Ralph can...
I couldn't agree more.
Ralph is going to play good cop. I'll play bad cop. And that's okay. That's okay.
And that's why the SDR Jeopardy was such a clusterfuck, because I'm so nice. They fucked up. I fired one of our interns.
I know. You need me to be involved with those things. Yeah. Oh. Because I will just come and be a real cocksucker to these people.
I almost fired them all that night before we went live. That's how fucking pissed I was.
Oh, man. Look, Gas Digital is going to be the future of podcasting, guys. The ideas that we have are through the roof.
Because we've both... I'm relatively new to podcasting. SDR's about 16 months old, but I've been doing radio for over a decade. So I come with a different skill set than your average podcaster, because I understand that end of it. And so we're going to work together to make this, I think, far more engaging for the content creator than any other network, and far more accessible.
You guys
accessible.
Are like a Reese's peanut butter cup
That's
of
what
audio
we are.
Knowledge.
That's what we are. Except I want to be the peanut butter.
And you know what, dude? I'll tell you right now, if you guys are watching now, right after this show, 2 o'clock, 2 p.m., Dave Smith... Part of the problem goes. It's going to be on Dave Smith's YouTube page.
Right. Which, by the way, also, eventually it's all going to be on one uniform site.
Yes. Yes.
Right now we are making this work.
You know, hold on. I'll say this. We're working on a website right now. But we're talking to a few web developers. But if you're a web developer, please hit us up.
Yeah.
Shoot us an email.
Look at you. Thinking outside the box.
Lewis@gomezcomedy.com. Luis, luis@gomezcomedy.com. Shoot me an email. And we'll fucking, we'll talk to you. Because we're looking for a new website. We have a lot of amazing plans.
It's exciting to me because podcasting is still so new. And also in the terms of entertainment consumption, it is the least consumed form of entertainment versus movies, TVs, audiobooks, music, whatever it is. It's the least because it's the newest. So it's still growing exponentially. There's so much potential profit, accessibility, and creation aspects that are there that nobody's doing yet that I'm very excited for us to be a part of.
I agree. Well, that's the point that you make, that nobody else, there's a lot of areas in podcasting that people are missing.
Absolutely.
And I think that there's these podcasts like ours, which is a mid-sized podcast, that nobody's really focusing on ways that we could turn it into a business. And I think me and you have literally from the ground up built foundations and systems in place in order to monetize, expand the audience, market the shows. So I think, and I believe, and I'm not being, I don't mean to pat my own back here, but I believe that I have more vision and more of an understanding of this market than anybody else in the game. And I agree that with that is you as well. People call us up that run podcast networks, picking our brains, asking us for advice.
I just have spent the last 3 months consulting for two podcasts on CBS.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that they, because they brought me a product that was definitely not great. So I showed them how to make it better, and they launched today, and they're already in the top 10 of their category.
All fucking day Gas Digital.
I don't like that. We need to come with a better catchphrase. What are,
here's All the, fucking day Gas Digital? That's the catchphrase. That's on the t-shirt. You can't see that?
We had some. We
Gas of, Digital, slaying Jews, motherfucker.
Run it by your crew here, the ones we came up with. I turned my phone off.
Do you, all right, give us some fucking, we need some taglines.
Like one of them was like, you know, fuel up on Gas Digital or high octane media.
I thought mine was good. Gas Digital, plug in, fuel up.
Not bad. You got your comedy guys, your fun guys thinking on your feet. Let's hear one. Zach, boom.
Come on, Zach, you're the creative
you're
fucking.
You're Mr. Quick One-Liner Quipper. Let's hear it.
Gas Digital, put one in your tank.
It's all right.
Sounds I'm thinking.
We'll put it in
little
your tank.
Little sounds sexual. Little sexual.
Just, yeah, there's a sexual connotation there. I don't know if that's really what we're going for.
Rub
Zach.
One out and put it in your tank or something like that.
Gas Digital.
Scopo, your turn. One in the go.
Gas Digital. Fucking. That's wow. it.
Scopo stinks. That's it. Wow. Gas that's Digital. It. Scopo right. stinks.
Tink, we had a long time to think. Let's hear it. Boom.
Gas Digital. Pull my finger. Thank you.
Gas Digital, it smells.
Gas Digital.
Gas Digital, put it in both of my tanks.
Maddie, anything you want to chime in? Nothing? No. Not even a, wow, you guys, I thought you'd have more.
Gas Digital, bum, 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 fumble, fumble, fumble. Sorry, that's Maddie's.
You have a cricket noise over there?
I just realized that I forgot to name this week's Real Estate of the Week is the dude with the dick that flipped the other guy. That's the Real Estate of the
Joey
Week.
Joey Ryan.
Yeah. I love that you know it's all so you are huge.
Joey Ryan, Real Estate of the Week. Sorry.
I like that. Who did that?
Another guy that worked with one of the other
That's
shows.
That's cool. I like it.
But here's what I do. I keep all of the things that people do for me throughout the years.
And slowly forget them.
So Shelby created all of these amazing, and I'm not giving them up. I'm not just like, just because Shelby and Sound New York Labs created those intro packages for the segments. No, they're mine now. They were a gift. That's the way that I look at that. It is a gift to me. And right. I will. And they got the gift of my presence.
Can I ask what Shelby friendship. Said in the email back to you? Or did he respond to you?
Let me see. I texted him. Let's see. I'll tell you right
you
now.
You even sent him an email?
I don't know Shelby at all. Because, I mean, I was only in stand-up labs once, I think.
I don't think you were there when he was there.
Yeah, he wasn't there. Okay.
No.
Let's see.
I'm not saying this to be a slight, but I would equate Shelby as a chick's name. Am I wrong there?
I think it is it's like it's like Ryan.
Like Lee or Ryan.
Yeah,
or
yeah, it could be anything.
I've never met a
it's
male
a unisex
Shelby.
Name,
I've never met a male Shelby is all I'm saying.
All right, so I wrote
I see good luck with that. That's funny.
Hey bud, I'm sure you've heard by now that I'm independently producing the Real Ass Pod, which, you know, at that time I just said independently producing Gas Digital. We didn't have a name yet.
Right. Yeah,
I would have thrown it in their face what a dope ass name Gas Digital is. Mm. And then he wrote back, great, good luck with that. Which I
that almost sounds schmucky. Like,
passive aggressive.
That's,
yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
That sounds very cunty.
He was pissed off last week at you.
Yeah, I know.
You were going hard at him.
I was going hard at him. Last week, the whole show was fucked up.
Yeah, you were
going
dude,
hard. We had no live Hold stream. On. The mics weren't working. We didn't have headphones.
I walked in last
so then,
week.
So Gas Digital's phenomenal at this point.
I walked in. You're right. Literally everything that we expect was not there. We walked in. The whole studio was torn apart. I understand it was the week of a holiday, but if they would have said to me, hey, dude, we're not going to be able to do it, we just would have done it another day. When they asked us to do it Wednesday.
You just would have quit a week early.
Well, they asked us to do it Wednesday, and I said, well, no, I'd really rather prefer to do it on Friday. They said, that's fine, and that should be okay. So, yeah, I was annoyed last week. But in all honesty, I wasn't, like, freaking out at Shelby. I was like, hey, dude, what the fuck? We got to, like, get this going and make it the right way. Definitely less
and we're
disrespectful
stuck sitting
than
there listening to Dante pontificate for an extra half an hour. Yo, man, you got your bitch. It's right. It's like that. Hold on. I got to scratch myself on a post like a bear.
Then I wrote, really like having you involved with the show. I'm assuming you are too busy with lab stuff, but the door is open for you if you want to produce the show. We're putting together a pretty aggressive plan to monetize, etc. Let me know either way, and thanks for your help. And then he didn't write anything back. And then I wrote, good talk, like 4 hours later. And then he wrote, two minutes later, he wrote, I don't think I'll have time. Not sure what I'll even be doing in 2016.
Wow, that dude does not like you.
Yeah, and then I wrote, okay, all
that
good.
That was a please get the fuck out of my face.
And I wrote, okay, all good. Good luck with that.
That is one step off of go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to be a fucking dick. I like Shelby a lot. I think he's a good producer, and I liked having him on the show, but I didn't even realize how much I liked having him until I dealt with Maddie today.
Is this your first time doing this?
You know what you have with me? Someone who wants to fucking be here.
That's true.
How many times have you produced this
show? Once again, good point, Maddie.
Maddie, how many times have you produced this show before now?
To this level, none.
None. Okay. And he's got the applause going. He had 20 minutes of...
All right, fine. I said I'm wrong already, all right, Ralphie.
You're not letting it go. I think he's...
I've been waiting on that button for like half an hour.
You got to get something else right. Oh, fuck.
Maddie also
hasn't
changed the shot, though, in 20 minutes.
Well, all right, so look, there's a terrorist attack. Come on, guys. Why do we have
to... I think he forgets that he could change the camera angle.
He really hasn't changed it. You haven't changed the shot.
Just go to Scopo right now. There we go. Look, now
he did it immediately. He didn't even have to look. He knew which one was Scopo.
All right.
That's pretty good.
You guys are fucking quiet over there. It's just Zach and Lewis.
All right.
Well, I don't know if I agree. I don't know if I agree with that.
From your lips to God's ears.
Oh, fuck, dude. All right, so what happened with this terrorist attack? I'm guessing the news again.
What happened?
You don't have to play that again, but I don't know. I know that San Bernardino, California, there was a shooting. Three suspects?
Two. Husband and wife.
Husband and wife.
I've actually watched a lot of it.
Yeah, and also it was all mentally challenged. Was that a mentally challenged school?
A facility, yeah.
Were they terrorists?
They said the husband went to Syria last year, the year before.
Saudi Arabia.
Met his wife. And then when he came back, he was like radicalized.
So was this bitch dressed like a ninja when she did it?
I haven't seen a picture of her, actually.
They have not released pictures of her. Only released pictures of him.
I think she was the fucking reason that she went crazy. Yeah.
So he fucking made this bitch nuts. She made her nuts. Well, that's exactly it, dude. You know, it's like when you're walking down the street with your chick. If you ever dated a crazy chick and then she gets you into some shit.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate version of that. She got him into some terrorist shit.
They knew this was it, though. They have a 6-month-old baby. They gave the baby to the mother, his mother.
But
and they
that,
went
that what fucking dogs, man. Look, forget everything else, dude. I just got a kid. Like, what a fucking dog. Like, you're gonna give up your fucking kid?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Well, if you're already planning to kill people, you obviously don't value life that much.
But they knew they were going to die because they didn't like change the car out.
Right.
They didn't do anything. They went to the house. They smashed their hard drives.
Well, that was the other thing. It's like where I thought it was weird. I was like, all right, it has to be some sort of act of terrorism because they just were in one car. They chased that car down. It was like a SUV.
They went back to their house, smashed their hard drives, smashed everything. Then went and then they got a call. Someone called, but the car. Then they drove away. So they went back to the house and did shit. They didn't even go back and like change it up. They were going to die.
And didn't they also? They were at a party. Then they left.
The husband's at the party.
Right.
And they said the husband got mad at a fight
about
or something like
and
that.
Then left and they came back.
Well, I think that was bullshit. I think that
like when Apu left the Quickie Mart for 5 minutes. You know that you don't remember that episode?
I don't remember that episode. Yeah.
Solid reference.
I know it was a Simpsons reference.
It's a great.
Can you give them the applause sound effect for that one?
It was a really good episode. It's they had 23 stories about Springfield. And Apu leaves the Quickie Mart, and he goes to the party, has sex with a chick in the pool.
I don't remember that episode at all.
It's like Pulp Fiction. There's
okay,
like all stories intertwining.
Can we get a Zach Amico Flow Runner drop?
I tried, all right?
I know, you did. This is what I love about you, man. But every once in a while, once out of every 100 times, it just doesn't land.
He's a pretty funny motherfucker.
He's the best. He's the only reason the show's good. No offense.
Yeah, basically.
That's including me, by the way.
I'm throwing it out there. Yeah, he really is.
Do you share share stories of your bisexuality on the air often?
It's happened.
That's cool.
It's uncomfortable for everybody.
I think it's great. I think to be openly bisexual is pretty awesome.
The number one thing I've learned is not to make eye contact with the guest when Lewis tells them I'm bisexual.
Really?
So it's like, he's bisexual, and then it's just me like making twinkle eyes at you.
That would make it a little weird. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty wild.
But very charming, Zach. I think Zach is funny enough that he crosses over like a weird thing where girls would be like, I think I'd fuck Zach.
Absolutely. Comedy will make you any girl fuck
like,
a
but
funny
that,
guy.
You gotta be that funny. It's like Zach is like, you know, believe me, it's a big compliment right there when hot girls are like, I think I might just fuck Zach. I don't know.
Or at least
weird.
I jerk him off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I get something.
Your way to do it, I think, is if you meet dudes or chicks on Tinder or wherever where it's online where you can be funny, that you would win a lot of girls over. Sorry,
he's not fucking bisexual like that.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah,
not
he's not like cruising for fucking
dudes. How do I not know?
He likes chicks.
Like I know.
He will get fucked up on drugs at a party and let a dude blow him while he sucks on a girl's titty.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass or fucked a guy in the ass?
No, on both.
Could you fuck a guy in the ass?
I don't think so.
I mean, physically,
like
it's
a
possible.
Hairy man ass. I don't know.
What about a tranny?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Have you fucked a tranny in the ass?
I have not fucked a
tranny. I was going to say, that's fucking a guy in the ass.
I have not fucked a tranny. I've gotten blown by trannies. I haven't
really?
Fucked a tranny.
Yeah. Did you know it was a tranny going in?
Oh, yeah.
Because I made out with a tranny. I didn't know it was a tranny.
Yeah.
I found out literally that night. When
she had the exact same story about you.
Yeah.
We went from mass shootings to trannies.
Yeah,
very smooth.
We just don't care about real shit on this show. We're just like, let's just go back into trannies. So hold on. It was a man and wife couple, okay? They go out and they fucking do this. They're both dead now.
Yeah, there was a fucking shootout.
I know there was a shootout, but they both got killed in the shootout.
Yeah, it was like 300 rounds were exchanged
something
in the shootout.
Yeah, man.
They killed 17 and injured 12, is that right?
No, 14 and injured 22 or 23 or something like that.
So
yeah, but they're all mentally challenged people, right?
So it only counts three people.
12 or 13 people,
yeah,
I give it.
Yeah, it wasn't mentally challenged. They were the staff.
They're the staff,
It was a holiday party. They went into the holiday party just fucking open fire.
Yeah.
So horrible.
Yeah.
Where are you guys on
the lesson
gun control?
Is don't have your holiday party so early before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you guys on gun
fucking
control?
Fucking stupid. Just kill those people. Yeah. Kill them all.
Do you believe we should have more or less gun control?
I think we should have more gun control. I'm going to lose all my Kumia fucking fans. But look, here's the deal, right? Like, and I made this point before. I think that it shouldn't be that easy to press a button and kill somebody. You know, I think it should be the process for that to be able to have that type of power where you have this thing in your hand where I could just point at you, press a button, and kill somebody. I think you should have to have a reason for that. I don't think anybody should be able to go out and just purchase a gun. However, I also don't believe that we should also knock down everybody's doors and take their guns away from them. So in reality, you have to just have really, really strict laws on who can have a gun and the reason that you would have a gun. I don't buy the fucking hunting shit. I don't buy the protection shit.
Yeah,
I just don't buy it. I don't. If everyone loves to throw all their facts and statistics around, the chances of somebody breaking into your house and killing you and then holding your family up at gunpoint are so astronomically low. I don't know the numbers, but I'm going to fucking deduce it from being a 33-year-old human that I guarantee you're more likely to get hit by a car. You're more likely to fucking, you know, be involved in a fucking,
probably,
you know,
more
mugging.
You're likely to get hit by lightning, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, it isn't happening enough for me. But the right wing loves to throw that in people's faces, too. It's like, oh, well, you know, transgender people, it just doesn't happen enough. Well, no, it's not happening enough where people are kicking down people's doors and they're robbing them at gunpoint and holding their families at hostage.
My buddy was just arguing with my buddy this weekend because he's in the Marines and he got a fucking a machine gun, basically.
That's the one that's the hardest to swallow.
And he's like, I need to put protection. I go, for what reason? You can get a fucking handgun and do the same thing. No one's breaking into your house and fucking.
And I like that people justify machine guns for hunting. What are you hunting that you need a machine gun?
Jews.
I hope.
Really tall ones. I think it's a combination of gun control and mental health.
Yeah, I agree.
Where if you're stockpiling ammunition, if you have all these guns, a mental health person should come to your house and be like, what are these for? What do you got going on? Or if you're part of a hate group, or I don't know, if you just came back from fucking Saudi Arabia and all of a sudden you're radical and they know you have a lot of guns, somebody should probably visit your house and be like, what's going on here?
Why can't every year you go for a psychological evaluation if you're a gun owner? The state puts a certain amount of psychologists. You have to go to one of these people, and they have to okay you.
Well, it's weird because they had this thing, you know, they had the idea for a smart gun where you have to wear a ring, and that activates your gun. So only you can shoot your gun. So it's to prevent, you know, you little kids in your house from picking up a gun.
I thought they were doing off fingerprints at some point.
No, it wasn't fingerprints. It's the ring. I thought it was fingerprints as well, but it's actually a ring. And I brought this up on Kumia's show, and he was just so adamantly against it, and he couldn't give me an actual reason why. Like, why? I don't understand it. And the reason is if you go a tiny bit in that direction, the NRA people and the people want their guns, they start freaking out because they go, shit, we want less restrictions, not more. So when you start implementing little things like that, they assume that it's going to snowball into everybody's going to have that. But it was so weird that he wouldn't even admit that, like, hey, it's a good idea to even offer the option. He wouldn't even admit that. He was like, no, it's a bad idea in general.
I think we have to look at our culture, too, because, like, per person, Canada has so many more guns than us. because everybody hunts there. But for they don't have this amount of people getting shot.
Yeah.
So what is it about us as an American culture that we love shooting people?
I think
people?
Also the weapons, too. They're automatic weapons. They're machine guns where you can do multiple shots. But I think in Canada, it's mostly rifles.
Yeah.
Where you have to reload more and more.
Everyone there grew up with guns. But their idea is not to shoot people immediately.
What's the definition of a mass shooting? Because I read the statistics.
Four more people.
Killed or shot?
Killed.
No, injured.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's injured.
So when there's a shootout in the hood, that counts as a mass shooting.
There's been more mass shootings than days in the year.
I know, but here's the thing. It's a little bit of a statistic.
Yeah.
Because, look, if there's a shootout in the hood, which happens a lot, I'm sure that accounts for a lot of them. That is under the category of mass shootings. If four people get hit
by
bullets,
there's a shootout in East New York every single day,
right? Like, and you know, Compton, areas like this. So when you say that statistic and you umbrella it under the conversation of a guy walking into an abortion clinic or these people doing this, you're painting a picture like, holy shit, 400 of these things have happened. That's not really what's happening. There's been a shit ton of mass shootings, quote unquote, that just don't get media press because it's not like a sexy story. And that's not. I don't know if that's necessarily. Changed over the course of the past few years. Right now, it's just a very sexy thing that it's in everybody's face.
It's
nothing
gang.
Sexier than a mass shooting.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's like in terms
He's talking about the ones that are win-win situations.
I'm talking about like a meaty news story. You know what I'm saying?
No one wants to hear about two fucking gangs shooting each other.
Yeah,
no,
it's just yeah,
it's
there
like
nobody
over drugs, and it's like a fight about something.
Yeah,
like the reason why this shit's on the news is because people are minding their own fucking business and they're walking around,
and there wasn't
and some asshole start shooting people. That's
and
why
there wasn't
the
also
difference.
Two going at each other. It was one person, two people just killing innocent people.
But is that a mass shooting? If there's a gang shootout, is that a mass
technically,
shooting?
Technically, if four people get injured, yeah.
If four people are injured, but if four that's
if there's 40 people shooting each other and only four get injured, it's still a mass shooting.
Yeah. I think those are good numbers.
Yeah, it's a good number.
Yeah.
They should turn their guns around.
Yeah.
I bet you she was fucking nagging him the whole time. You're not even shooting right. He's fucking on his ass about it.
I killed six already. Where are you on that?
You fucking pussy.
You don't ever fucking listen.
Dude, how good was her pussy, though?
Oh, man. It's probably disgusting. Arab pussy. It's a big, hairy, smelly.
I don't think he ever saw it. Right?
Sloppy. No, they have a kid.
Well, he still never saw it, probably.
I used to fuck around with an Arab chick. And
Arab.
She was like, you are?
I'm half Syrian.
Ew.
Isn't that horrible?
The fuck did you get into
You're
this
Jewish
country?
And Syrian? Holy Jewish fuck, Syrian. Dude. How am I your partner?
You're so swarthy.
I am.
No, but I dated this chick. I dated her. I forget her name. But she was like raised like hardcore Muslim. Like they had an arranged marriage. And she like left her house and like left her family or whatever. And she became a fucking whore. I remember one time.
I have the exact same story with a Pakistani chick.
Yeah, I think she was Paki, actually. Yeah, she was Paki. And I remember she just used to love to get fucked, dude. I mean, loved cum on her face. And my buddy Forrest, I remember one time he came over and she was just getting drunk. And she was like, yeah, let me suck Forrest's dick while you fuck me from behind. And I was just a freak. So I was like, yeah, Forrest, let her suck your dick. And he freaked out. He just like
that
left.
I met that kid.
He was, yeah,
he's
Forrest,
a square.
He's not the type of kid to get his dick sucked while Luis J. Gomez is pounding out a Pakistani girl from behind. What a weird scenario for him.
Dude, the Pakistani girl I banged, I met her on OKCupid and her name was Bear Hunter.
Hilarious.
And she came over at like 3 o'clock in the morning and we fucked. And then at like 5 a.m., she's like, so do you have any other fat, hairy friends that want to come over and fuck me too?
Where was I at that point? Jesus.
She was a big girl. She might have been. She looked like the singer for Alabama Shakes.
Yikes, that's not for me. Is there anything you won't do sexually? I mean, other than fucking a guy, like kink that's too kinky for you.
Yeah, I don't want to get pooped on. Yeah.
What about blood play?
Depends.
What about a hot vampire girl wants to drink your blood?
Yeah, probably. Let's go.
Yeah, just let her bite right into your wrist.
Peeing in the mouth?
If the girl was really hot and I could justify it in like a Gigi Allen kind of like...
Because we did that. That was weird.
All
I
having
hated
fun kind of way. I don't know if I would be turned on, but I think I would be turned on because it was gross.
You got peed on?
Well, we on the show with Lydia Supremacy, actually.
Oh.
Jay was the one that suggested she peed in our mouths, and I didn't want to be the puss. I didn't want to be the Dave Smith of that scenario and not do it.
Well, I would have pussed out.
I did it first. I almost vomited. Then Jay did it, and he was basically gargling
but
with
it. But he drank it, right?
He drank it. I spit it up.
Yeah, I couldn't drink it. I could probably let her pee in my mouth. If it was, here's the thing. If it was a really, really...
If it was hot enough of a chick, I could always justify it.
I let it on me, like on my stomach.
We had a girl
like
pee
that.
On us,
Kendall Jenner says, I'll fuck you, but I got to pee in your mouth.
Oh, no, I'm taking that.
Of course. Yeah, exactly. We all have a price. Oh, yeah.
Everybody has high morals until the situation really happens.
Tickle, who's your chick? You never talked about who like your fantasy chick is, because I know Kendall's yours.
Kendall's
know Kurt Cobain's daughter is yours.
That's what Frances fucking...
She's hot, though, dude.
Frances Bean Cobain is hot.
I don't even know who that is.
She's. Oh, you've never seen Frances Bean Cobain? Well, pull up a picture and put her on the screen, Maddie. She's pretty smart. And she's like a little
dude,
like.
She's damn as good.
Is she, she's
depressed.
Not, like,
she's fucked up in the head.
Is she
yeah,
Courtney's
yeah.
kid?
Yeah.
She's Courtney and Kurt's kid.
Really?
You've never seen her? That's, no. Dude, Ralph, right up
she
your
She was born like a heroin head. Addict. And Zach's all, I'm in.
Oh, yeah, I like dude. Her. I like her.
Yeah, pull her up on the screen, actually, so the fans can see her as well.
The theme of her 16, Sweet 16 was suicide.
Yeah. Oh, she's hot as shit.
Yeah,
wow.
She's
you
got to
get her on the SDR show.
Yeah, I would definitely get her on SDR.
And her husband looks exactly like Kurt.
That's hilarious. Yo, she's sexy.
Oh,
how old
she married
is she?
Too?
Yeah, she's married to a guy who looks exactly like Kurt Cobain.
How old is she?
Like 22 or
23. She's
hot. Yeah, she, and that's like gothy. Yeah. Like,
you know what?
She's actually damaged. She's not even just pretending. She's the real deal.
Oh, she no, she was born well. Damaged.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, she looks like a...
She's like a suicide
Sasha Gray, kind of.
Yeah, Sasha Gray a little bit.
Yeah, I love Sasha Gray.
She's hot.
Love Sasha. Damn,
she's a chick who freaks me out, dude, because she looked kind of like normal and cute, and then she's just a fucking dirty whore.
Just fucking gangbang like, orgies, black
like, it like weirded me
she's
out.
She's that I'm hairy like, pussy. She had an entourage.
I'm like, what are you doing? Just you don't have to do that.
But who's your chick? Your like fantasy, you would fucking let her, you'd gargle her piss and swallow
her
to fuck her. I would
never gargle anyone's piss.
Come on, dude.
No, dude.
Be a pussy.
Are you saying, let me ask you a question. So no. You can have a threesome with your three favorite fantasy girls for an entire weekend, whatever you want, they'll do it. For
all the cocaine
days.
In the world is going to be
and
there.
You don't. All you have to do
first
is
of all,
want
sober.
I'm sorry. I'm getting
first
my fantasy.
All, first
I'm
of
saying,
all,
I'm getting my fantasy
you have
in my head. I'm like, no, yes,
dude. You got a pair of fucking 36 jeans, but they fit your butt. It's fucking perfect. God.
Buffalo jeans.
Fantasy,
you can't wear them.
Or you can ignore the girls and just do coke. Get yelled at by Bob Kelly on the phone for a week. Whichever
that,
you want.
All that happens is one of them for a second just squirts in your mouth urine. And then it's over and then
pisses
you get that.
In your mouth. You know, you're no. a full piss, dude.
No.
Nothing? There's no price?
Wow.
No.
All right, fine. Well, who's your chick anyway? The hottest chick you love? The one you love?
Keira Knightley, probably.
Keira Knightley? Oh, you like that flat-chested?
She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
That no, flat-titted
she's
fucking...
So hot.
Yeah, yeah.
She's beautiful.
To the Caribbean, she's smoking hot.
Oh, yeah, she's so hot.
Her accent.
But she's like no tits.
Tits don't,
little,
tits
little
don't mean
too
anything
skinny.
To me. What do you do
I
with
like
tits?
Small tits, but I don't like no tits.
But there's nothing to do with tits. You flap them around a little bit.
Suck
it's all
on
about
them,
the
you feel
legs.
Them, you fucking...
No, dude, I'm big on titty fucking.
You got big titties.
It's one of my only things.
Now, when you say
like
that you're
big,
floppy
jeans,
big on titty
I
fucking,
like
are you big on
it's not
a
deal breaker.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. Doesn't the cum get in your beard? So... All right, look, dude, fucking, I want to, really quick, because I have some questions really quick, and we're going to end here pretty soon. This has been a great show today, man. I
Whoa, is that the time?
We've been doing it for about an hour and 15. We got about 15 minutes left in the show now. And I'll tell you right now, look, I know it was a little bit of an adjustment, you know, but I think it was a great show, and I think it probably sounds and fucking looks impeccable. And
that quality of that video looks great. Those extra lights in here make a big difference.
Yeah, the lights are big. Lights
and
are
I'll
big.
Say this, if you go look at the SDR show on YouTube, we just started doing video a couple weeks ago, and it already rivals every other show out there. We are going to get this exponentially better every single week because
agreed.
I have OCD and I'm a fucking lunatic. Like, yeah. I will not sleep until it looks
And right. also now we have a specific reason to build out this fucking network. We're already talking to a couple different shows. We're not trying to have network as a whole. I hate using the word network, but it is the best way to describe it. We are working with podcasts in order to turn their podcasts into businesses and to you know, kind of generate new fans, you know, generate a following, market their shows the right way. And we've just learned a lot over the years. And I think a lot of people don't do it the right
way. And also, a lot of people don't know this. I read a lot of comments too, like on Reddit and everywhere else. They think podcasters are all making shit tons of money.
Oh, they're not.
And they're not. Most podcasts don't make any money.
Yeah.
No, but I've read...
The top make the most.
Yeah, the top
a little bit.
2%. Make money.
Yeah.
But other than that, most of them, like, you know, 90% of podcasts have less than 100 listeners a month.
Yeah.
Which
and,
is crazy.
But if you're a podcast that has 20,000, 25,000 listeners, there's almost no opportunity to make money. And I think we've kind of come up with some cool ideas in order to do that and build a brand for these shows. So real quick, let's get to some questions.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right.
I think that guy wants an answer.
And he shortened it. Matty shortened it. We could probably even get rid of one more of those give me
yeah,
a fucking answers.
Yeah, I felt it when I heard
but
it now.
Look, he did.
It's an improvement.
Matty, good job, buddy.
Matty did that? You made that happen?
Yeah.
He shortened it.
I make things happen.
The proof is in the pudding. He's trying.
All right. So Angus Ilker says, will there be an announcement today? Yes, you motherfucker. We just announced it. Gas Digital. Gas Digital Studios. Is that what we're calling studio? We're going to give it another name.
I just give it a name, like, I don't know, like the fuel center or something stupid like that. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, the fuel, I like the fuel center.
Oh, thank you.
That's a good one, man.
Look at that right off the top of my head.
Yeah, there we go.
That's how you know it's a bad idea.
Congrats. Jude Labasso says, congrats on Gas. If you're going to be putting out special content now, what's the chances of calling the RAPE of the week, Real Ass Podcast Exclusive? Well, if you're a fan of the show, you will know that I already do Real Ass Podcast Exclusives for that exact reason, because I'm a child who doesn't want to be successful and have the industry embrace me. Yeah, you can check out the Real Ass Podcast Exclusives, which are the one-on-one interviews I've done. I think two of them, one with Nate Bargatze, one with Big J, very in-depth, sit down, talk about the business, talk about their careers, our friendship. So check out our Real Ass Podcast Exclusives. Christopher Weiniger said, if you got one free shot at the chef from last week's Kumia special with no consequences, where would you hit him?
What chef was it?
He came in and he was just a psycho, and he prepared the Thanksgiving dinner for
all
the
guests.
Is he a
celebrity chef though?
No, he was just a weird fucking Italian guy who had an attitude, who kept on interrupting the show. It was funny. But if I could hit him in one place with no consequences, I'd give him a shot to the nuts.
The taint. Go right into the taint.
Ah, fuck his hands up, dude. Can't cook.
I'm going to try to end his career, Scopo.
You hated the guy.
I don't hate him that much. Steve Hartman wants to know, how much are you guys getting paid from the Kumia Network, and how much does SiriusXM pay for the MMA show? None of your business. No, I can't go over those numbers. Literally, it's in our contracts that we can't talk about those numbers. So,
and Lewis doesn't understand math.
Let me say this. It's not as much as people think. It's annoying that people think everyone's rolling in the dough.
Yeah, well, we answered on the Legion of Skanks AMA. They asked us how much we get paid. And I can tell you that I cannot quit doing stand-up comedy and everything else that I'm doing for what I get paid for radio and podcasting, but it does pay my bills. Fair enough. Not all my bills. It pays my rent and a little bit of my bills. So it's not like, yeah, whatever.
Because I saw once on Reddit that they said something about, I'm sure all those LOS guys are now rolling in the dough now that they signed with Kumia.
No, you know, it's nothing like that.
That's the general perception of this stuff.
It's crazy. We make, here's the thing, man.
I think everyone thinks Kumia is just a billionaire.
Right, they do. And he's not. He has a nice house.
He's a nice living.
But it's not a billionaire's home.
Yeah. He's a millionaire.
Yeah, he's definitely a millionaire.
Steve Hartman also asked, if somebody gave you $1 million, what would you do with the money? And we'll go around the room for this. It's a good question for the whole room. Let's start off with Zach Amico, international superstar, $1 million right now. Just fucking tax free, boom. You win it. What are you doing with the money right now?
Bank half of it and two options. Either make a movie with half of it and just make a full feature length.
$500,000 movie?
Yeah.
Okay. You do a very good movie.
Can I get a part?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Or
be a delivery guy?
Maybe go to like a shitty town like Buffalo and open up a music venue.
Okay. So,
I got to interrupt. He did say 100,000 in the question, so I don't know if you want to answer it. Like it was a million, but it says 100,000.
We're doing a million. I don't. Why would
Zach
you even
already clearly said that he can't do math?
$100,000 just isn't a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a weird number.
I mean, it's a lot of money. It would change my life right now. But
what would you do if you had $8 right now in your pocket? What would you buy, Lewis?
$100,000? Like, yeah, dude, I don't know. I'd fucking probably just pay my rent for a year. What do you want me to say? Like,
I would almost be happy.
It would make me happy for a month. Yeah. And then I'd realize how quickly the money is just gone.
Ask me for a second. What would I do with
$1 million.
Gas Digital, baby. Put it all into that.
100%. Me too, man. It would be it. We would open up a fucking huge studio and we wouldn't all be sitting on top of each other, which won't be the case. I'm going to say by next week, I'm going to make a prediction. We're not going to have that couch there.
I'd like to say that maybe it's just
going
to be gonna
100%, guys. Mark my words. Couch
I
is
think
gone
two
by next
weeks
week.
Is a better answer.
If you want to buy a couch, $200. That's the couch.
Well, you
and also, by the way, this couch, we've had porn stars jizz on this couch.
Louis Jagos will sign it.
We've had girls shove toys in their ass on this couch.
Yeah.
Jeez. So it's an interesting couch.
It's a piece of history.
Chris Scopo be mediocre on this couch?
This is a pretty good day for Chris Scopo. Hate to break it to you.
The Legion of Skanks have been on this couch. Tons of rock stars have been on this couch. It's a very valuable couch.
Chris Tinkle, $1 million. You get it right now, tax-free. What do you do with the money?
I would make my own virtual reality studio, make my own films for virtual reality.
Really? You want to do virtual reality films?
And I would fuck a bunch of escorts who look like Keira Knightley.
Dude, that'd be
for a million,
cool.
You could probably fuck.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do my fucking first special in virtual reality. How cool would that be?
I'll tell you a story.
Where you have
on
to
that.
Wear, and then you're in the comedy club, like with people like around you.
On it already.
Do we have it here? I don't think I have
well,
it.
Well, I'm the it's first person out, to announce
it's
it.
It's out in the front.
So I have a sponsor of SDR. It's called Knox Labs.
I know. I built mine, and it didn't fit my fucking phone.
Oh, it's such a big phone, but it's a VR. Google Cardboard.
Made out of
VR.
Google Cardboard.
Yeah, and we almost, it was this close. They were going to lend me one of their VR filming cameras. to sit in a chair in the SDR studios, so it felt like you were there every week.
That's cool.
Which would have been awesome.
That would have been really cool.
Yeah, and then last minute they said no.
But make it, would the deal work with Guest Digital?
If you make it work with Guest Digital.
So you'd open up your own virtual reality studio. $1 million, you think you could do it? I don't think you could do it in New York City. I don't think that'd be enough.
I don't think it's enough.
No. I mean, I'll be honest with you.
You can get the camera rigs for $10,000.
Yeah, but you're...
You need a studio, too, though.
You're talking about a place that's open to the public where people could come in to...
Oh,
yeah,
I'm just talking about making my own content.
Oh,
okay. I didn't understand what you're saying. Yeah, okay. Weird dreams here. I know that Zach would just... He'd leave the show. That's really funny to me. Zach would just move to Buffalo. That'd be it.
Wait, would you... If you were given...
You'd open up a music venue... In Buffalo. This
It'd
is why.
Pretty fun.
Would you leave comedy completely?
Yes.
I already have.
He's halfway out already.
This is why Zach's a moron, okay? This is why Zach's nowhere in his fucking career, because this is the attitude. His goals, if you know anything about fucking this business, you have to have goals, okay?
He wants to meet you. He just wants to live and be
his
happy.
His goal is to live in Buffalo and open a shitty fucking punk rock venue.
But if that makes him happy, fucking let him be.
If his goal was to be a fucking head writer on one of the biggest TV shows in the country, he could do that. But
he wants to live in fucking
Buffalo.
He's
on a trajectory to move to Buffalo right now.
So you have no desire to be a famous comedian.
I like behind the scenes stuff.
I'm not putting any more into you. I'm
I like
done.
Behind the scenes stuff.
Says the
better.
Last guy.
That's
in the
fine. I can't have faith in a guy who has no faith in himself. No faith in himself. He'd move to Buffalo if he had $1 million. He'd leave the show. He'd leave fucking... We're trying to work on shit. $1 million. He's fucking out of New York. See you later, buddy.
Is it fear? Or is it just you could fear failure? You know what I mean? That you don't want to try because then you might fail? Or is it that you really are happy with a mediocre living?
I think I just like doing... I like small potatoes kind of stuff.
Because some people...
I like making shitty movies, man.
He loves potatoes. Any carbs, really.
Like, I like potatoes. Making like low-budget movies. Like, it's fun to me. I like that like
so
low,
if one of your
low-budget like punk rock kind of stuff.
But if one of your low-budget movies hit and made a tremendous amount of money, that would piss you off?
No, I mean, I would love to do like what James Gunn did and start small and then do like Guardians of the
Galaxy. And then have nobody in the room hear of him? Who the fuck is James Gunn?
The guy that made Guardians of the Galaxy, you dumb PR.
Raise your hand if you knew his name when he said it.
Yeah, dipshit.
Only two nerds in the room knew it. Fine, the nerds knew it. Cool kids, we didn't know it.
I like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Shut up, nerds.
Fucking losers.
I don't necessarily want to be famous. I want to make stuff I really like.
Zach.
I don't necessarily mean famous, but I mean having the ability to do what you want to do without concern of how the fuck am I paying my bills this month.
I'd say James Gunn's pretty good on that.
Right, but I'm saying that's what you...
I would love that.
Yeah. This is not even about Zach right now. This is really about me. Okay, right. Ralph? You would leave this show if you got $1 million. I want to be clear on this.
No, probably not. I like doing this.
You motherfucker.
You could do a remote from Buffalo.
So we have to
Skype in.
We have to cap how successful Guest Digital is then, or else he's going to leave the show.
Fucking shit, dude. That took the wind out of my sails. The amount of fucking faith that I put into Zach... That's a tinkle. Me and you going to
the
top.
And that was only one of two options. The other option was just make a movie.
Yeah.
Which is probably the more likely one I would do.
You'd move to Buffalo. Yeah, now you're backpedaling a little bit. You'd move to Buffalo.
There's a lot of fat girls with dead dads in Buffalo.
Buffalo's in Buffalo.
Is fat girls your thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you prefer fat girls?
But it's, once again, it's what he could get. His thing would be hot Asian girls if that's what liked him. Trust me.
No, probably not Asian, Spanish.
Whatever. If there was way hot chicks that were really into you, that would be your thing. You know what I like? I like a fucking 5'9", big thigh Dominican bitch too. Yeah. That's what I love.
Somebody put a wig on or something?
Yeah.
Is it that though? That's it. So it's not really. It's what you're getting. It's the lowest hanging fruit.
They make my dick hard.
Well, that's something. Because I can't do fat chicks. Doesn't do it for me.
I can do fat chicks. Why not, dude?
I
can't stand like the softness.
Fat. You talking about the fat?
Yeah, the softness.
I was.
No, I don't mind like
the fucking hard fat. Hard
that
fat's cushion cool.
stuff is.
I don't like when it's squishy.
Idiotically hot 20-year-old chick not that long ago, and while we're fucking, I said, "My God, your body is so fucking good." And she goes, "Yeah, I'm 20." You know, and nice. This hard 20-year-old body is something that I don't think I'm ever going to get over.
Well, here's the problem. Like, a soft 20-year-old is really bad because you're like,
you just got nowhere but down.
Yeah,
this is the primary of your years, and you're ruining it.
What are you doing?
Come on.
You're wasting it. It's like Zach. He's going to go to Buffalo and waste how funny he is.
Hey, fucking, yeah, dude.
All right.
Yeah, Zach.
Good job, Zach.
Shit on me, it's fine.
Wow.
I'm not shitting on you. I fucking love you. You're hurting my feelings. Zach's going to leave the show.
But why Buffalo? Zach's
gonna, I'm not going to get $1 million.
I'm going to tell you are, Zach, because in my A plan, I'm going to be a fucking multi-millionaire, and I'm planning on bringing you with me to the top. So the second we get there, you're going to be like, all right, dude, I got to go to Buffalo and open fucking Queer Bejeebies or something. I don't know. That was a bad joke. But I'm going to figure out another one.
I'm obviously not going to leave because you fucking need me.
Oh, God damn it. I hate him. All right. We're going to get out of here in a minute. Anything else?
It's Gas Digital at every all social media right now. If they want to just start building it up at Gas Digital, you know, so that's a start.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
There's no website yet, but it'll be there soon.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun stuff happening, guys. And obviously, go to Dave Smith's YouTube page. If you guys just type in Dave Smith Comedian on YouTube, you'll pull up his YouTube page. And we're going to be broadcasting his show live directly after this, him and Mike Brancatelli.
In the same ad hoc experience.
Yeah. Yeah, the same ad hoc experience. And I think Maddie's going to be working with them as well. But now, here's the thing. Maddie now kind of has it down. Watch. Go to Zach.
Oh, fuck what? Me.
Oh.
Good.
All right, crap. Go to Chris's.
It's the little things I can't get.
The full room. Boom. See?
Look at that. He's getting it.
There we go. We didn't need that full room shot.
Not in the shop, though,
Lewis. Yeah, no, because it's not.
It's got to be moved.
It's that. Look, again, it's the first time. Give us a break, for God's
That's
sake.
It. But I think, let me tell you something. If you watch a lot of our competitors and a lot of other shows, I mean, even this show, I think that we had it more together than most other shows that are out there.
We started on time.
We did start basically on time.
Everyone has headphones. Everyone has microphones. And the audio quality based on this, this is pre-processed audio I'm listening to.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
So you can only imagine how good it's going to sound after processing. God damn it. All right, guys, go around. Let's do some fucking plugs. Zach, what's going on? What do you got coming up?
When's your club in Buffalo opening? Give that plug.
Oh, God, I would love to just leave Lewis. No, it's not true. I love Lewis. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny and my movie company, Troma Entertainment. We just launched Troma Now, so go to Troma.com, and we have a streaming service for all 500 of our movies where you can watch them online.
Wow.
Which, by the way, we should talk to them about who built their website.
That's a good idea.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Zach and Miko, so fucking funny. We're also going to have some more shows coming up, some stand-up shows. I'm going to get the entire crew on. Because I think we have a fucking beast.
Finally got my 5 minutes ready. Just kidding.
We got a beast of a crew in here. If you guys ever come out and check us live, I mean, that's where everyone fucking really flourishes. Even Zach, man. Zach, I always give Zach a lot of shit, but last time he came out, he fucking murdered.
Crushed that show.
Up in Poughkeepsie, man. Chris Scopo.
At Chris Scopo on Twitter. Go to website, chrisscopo.com. Check it out.
I like the little poppy noise at the end.
Thanks.
Thanks.
At Chris Tinkle, buy my albums on fucking Google Play and whatever, Pandora if you don't have money. And I'll be in California at a bunch of Bay Area dates coming up, so go to my website.
Fuck yeah, dude. Ralphie, anything coming up?
Obviously going on the Shiprock cruise, but that's sold out already. The SDR show will be live Monday with this hot dominatrix. Not dominatrix, what is she? She's a freak show performer / burlesque chick. That is so idiotically hot, it's ridiculous. That'll be Monday. And at I Am Ralph Sutton everywhere, and the SDR show, and Tour Bus Radio.
Fuck yeah, man. Yeah, I got some dates coming up too, man. Right after Shiprock, January 27th, me and Dave Smith are going to be co-headlining a date down in Miami. I got to get you guys the name of the venue. They didn't send me the information yet, but it's 100% confirmed, so I'll put that out there. It's all right, Maddie. You're doing okay, man. You did better than
most of
the
people. You know what's nice, though? He was so genuinely upset at himself for hitting that shows that he cares.
I love the fact that you care, buddy.
It's so cool. If I held it, it wouldn't. Never mind.
Don't even worry. Not a big deal, man. Obviously, going on Shiprock with my buddy Ralph. Follow me on Twitter at Lewis J. Gomez. At Gomez Comedy on Instagram as well. Gomez Comedy is my website, so you guys can check out all of my upcoming dates. Lots of fun stuff happening throughout December and January. And, yeah, man, that's it. I'm happy to work with you, Ralph.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to it too, bro.
Yeah, man, you're a fucking great dude, and you're a funny guy, and a great host, and a hard worker. And I think that we're going to be able to do some amazing things for some amazing podcasts.
I agree with you.
Very excited. All right, guys, we'll check you next week. Check out Dave Smith's Part of the Problem right after this, guys. Peace.
That's all, folks.